great country, Q94. It's Lori and Cody. We are out at County Line Country Fest, and the man of the weekend. We watch you literally like run back and forth. Sometimes you're in a side by side, sometimes you're in a forklift, sometimes a skid loader. We've got Scotty Scheckler back here with us. How you doing?
I'm sweaty.
I think everybody good. Is.
Yeah, no, it's day three.
Yes.
We're excited. We're happy. Yes. We're having a great time.
Yes, we are.
And it's hot today. So it's just everyone's sweating.
It is.
And lots of water. Lots of lattes.
Lots of maybe mix in like one water between every like two lattes.
Definitely.
We were talking with Bud Light earlier. The guys from there, they've been working hard. You've been working hard back here. I said, you know, it's not often that you see the guy that's kind of in charge of everything, like hop in a forklift and pull equipment from the stage, mainly because not a lot of people know how to run a forklift.
Well, I don't know if I really know how to run it. I just kind of make it look like it does. It's got to get done. So we've got a million people running around out here doing stuff.
Yes.
And we're all being pulled in different directions. So just whatever we can do to help. I mean, that's, we got to make it happen.
Yeah. And I mean, we've talked about this all weekend, but you have so many community members out here. We've got the Prairie du Chien Legion baseball team, the Hoppers. You've got, I mean, I was walking past the gates. It's all local volunteers. It's all your family members. I mean, it really is a family community effort that we've got going on here.
Yeah. I think we have over 150 volunteers or groups. We have people from all over the country, honestly. We've got,
yeah, you do.
Locally, though, of course, we do have the Fenimore Wrestling Team out here. We've got the Prairie du Chien Legion, the Fire Department. We've got the softball team. Like, there's a ton of different moving parts to make this event happen. So we're grateful for all of it. And one more day.
I think you said, were you going to give yourself, like, a week off, maybe 2 weeks off before you start planning for 2023?
Well, I'd like to take off the next 9 months, but we do have some artists confirmed for next year already. So
yes,
we have to do
exciting.
It one more time.
So just one more time?
At
no,
least one
no,
more time.
No, you don't get to quit on this. You don't get to give up. So, I mean, you did hear it here right now. There will be a 2023.
Yeah, absolutely.
There will absolutely be a 2023 County Line Country Fest, which is so far the best news of the day.
It actually is. You're right. Yeah, that is true.
Well, thanks so much. I know you're a busy guy. You keep looking at your phone. I'm sure it's blowing up. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us. Thank you for all you do.
Being out here. I mean, this is, you guys make this happen too. So we're appreciative. We're going to get through today.
It's going to be a good day. And then we're all going to sleep in tomorrow.
Monday.
Yes.
Tuesday.
Unless you're going to come out and take the stage down tomorrow. You can help do that.
Oh.
I can, yes.
I got some stuff going on in the morning.
Radio personnel around here, right? That can push some stuff for us.
Somebody turn off his microphone. Thanks so much. Yeah. It's Scotty Scheckler putting on County Line Country Fest. It's Lori and Cody. We'll be out here all weekend. We've got Kaylee Rose coming up in just a few minutes here on Q94.